This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The police shooting of Stephon Clark in March of 2018 focused national attention on the South Sacramento neighborhood of Meadowview. CAP Radio is in the midst of a long-term reporting and community engagement project in Meadowview. And in April of 2019, two community leaders joined us to talk about the history of that area and what it's like to live in the neighborhood today. Dr. Tekoi Porter is the senior pastor of Genesis Church. The church was founded by his family, and he joined us by phone from a conference in Washington, D.C. Larry Lee is the editor of the Sacramento Observer. His family founded it. It's the city's only Black-owned newspaper. He was with me in studio. Our conversation begins with me asking Larry to look back to the late 1960s when Meadowview was new.
Well, I think you had a kind of a growing community where it was almost like a developing new community at Meadowview. You know, you talk about the post-war, late 50s, early 60s, people who were coming to the region in general that were based in military work. You know, you had the Air Force bases and the like. And so you had people that were basically looking for a place to kind of call home, a place where you could have a lawn and have a home and everything. And Meadowview seemed to be fitting the bill for a lot of people during that period of time.
Do you want to add to that, Dr. Porter, anecdotally, what people said about, oh, when Meadowview began or was first being created, how would they fill out the sentence?
Well, you know what? I actually came into Meadowview area in 1990. So before then, I didn't know too much of Meadowview. I'm originally from St. Paul, Minnesota. My first engagement into Meadowview was right at the early 90s. It's always been a kind of blue-collar, working man's neighborhood. People, again, just trying to get things together, live a good life. Always had its element of issues, but like every other neighborhood, but it was just a growing community and ever-developing.
When your parents started the paper, do you know some of the stories, anecdotally, about what their vision was and how they planned to connect people by using a newspaper?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So the Observer was founded in November of 1962. If you think about Sacramento, particularly the African-American community, around that time, there was about 15,000 African-Americans in the region. Now we have a community of about 150,000 in the greater Sacramento area. At the time that the Observer was founded, similarly, like we were just talking about with Meadowview, you had a region in Sacramento that offered opportunity, state jobs, but you also had a baseline level of racism and segregation that was going on in the region. And while some of that has changed, you know, you have kind of this feeling that at times there are opportunities that people are left behind. So at the start of the Observer, you know, you're talking about a time where the Black experience in Sacramento was not very well publicized. You know, if you were trying to tell about a birth, a death, a promotion, or something like that, papers of the day, the Bee and the Union, they didn't necessarily publish those types of pieces. So my father, along with John Cole and Gino Gladden, and their, as we like to say, and their wives, all started the Observer, basically from what was a religious publication at the time, the Sacramento Outlook, which was not regularly published, but then the Observer started to do its thing and really tried to highlight the things that were going on in the community. We've always really prided ourselves in really trying to show the full experience of the African-American community. And there's not a lot of if it bleeds, it leads type of stories in our community. Obviously, we don't want to dismiss those, but we always have tried to show the fullness of our experience.
And yet there was a time when Meadowview was predominantly white.
Correct.
And so the audience for The Voice has really undergone an ebb and flow over the decades for your paper.
Sure. And I think that's not unlike a lot of the other communities and throughout the Sacramento area. You know, you had Oak Park, which was also at one point predominantly white, a major suburb and neighborhood community as well, too. So communities have changed. You know, you start adding the freeways and things like that. Mm-hmm. Neighborhoods get cut off, services get cut off, and then neighborhoods change. People move in, people move out. Sacramento is not unlike a lot of communities around the country that experience that sort of change.
Pastor Porter, that's an important point, is that maybe the genesis, to use the word of your church, of the community parallels a lot of American suburbs and communities. When you look at what weaves a group of people and a place together, obviously we're hearing Larry say the newspaper, The Voice, did in that sense. A church does too. What is weaving, in your opinion, Meadowview most tightly together now in 2019?
Our struggle, actually, I would really think, you know, especially in light of the Stephon Clark shooting, has really caused us to come together in a new way. I think it's exposed the community, family, familial aspect of our neighborhood, of our community, how much we do care for each other and how much we do need to depend on each other. I think it's knitting us really closely together. I applaud the Observer. Ever since we've come into Sacramento, they have been the voice for our community and communities of color, African-American communities, showcasing the good that's in there, you know, the good news, the heroes, the difference makers, those that don't make the mainstream news. And that's what Women of You is, normal neighborhood. But I think this tragedy has kind of lifted us up and put a focus on and expose the community that we are, which is a family community that loves one another.
Pastor Porter, what was the goal of your family when the church was formed 29 years ago? What was the vision then to serve and knit itself within the people that lived in the neighborhoods?
We came into the neighborhood. We came to be of service to the community, first and foremost. My father started the church April 1st, 1990. April Fools, we always say we fooled the devil. And so we immediately partnered with Sam Pennell in the efforts of building up the Meadowview Community Center, the Sam Pennell Center. And we just dug in, you know, with offering services outside of just church services, but outreach services, food giveaways, clothes giveaways, summer programs. And then I continued on with my brother in 1999 with that community aspect by building the Dr. Porter Center, in which we focus again on bringing youth off the streets, athletic leagues, basketball leagues, indoor soccer, just trying to be there for the community. So we're very community focused, and we hope that we bless the Meadowview community as much as it's blessed us.
At this point, Larry, will you speak to what I often hear City Councilmember Larry Carr say, that the crime rate isn't as bad as the perception, and the diversity is actually better than what people believe?
Well, Larry's got his hand on it, and Larry's part of a lineage of great leaders in that Meadowview community. Obviously, Pastor Porter mentioned Sam Pennell and Bonnie Pennell, and you know, you can't say the story of Meadowview at all without mentioning those 22 years of leadership,
right,
from both Sam and Bonnie. They've been absolutely tremendous, had been absolutely tremendous for that community.
And I'll pause you because the addition of that community center itself has brought about a shift the experience of people in Meadowview.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is so unfortunate that we lost Sam as early as we did, because he was one of those once-in-a-lifetime type of community leaders who understood the needs of the people and also understood how to work the politics necessary to get things done on behalf of the people. And I think Bonnie took that step and you know, for her years of service, did an absolutely tremendous job in really trying to bring resources, job opportunities, community outreach activities, the Meadowview Jazz and Cultural Festival, all those things that she was a part of that really helped galvanize and connect the community. Larry has continued to really try and push that. And so to your point in regards to, you know, what you would call the misconceptions of Meadowview, I think are very real. I think there's some misconceptions and feelings that everything south of Fruit Ridge is dangerous and scary. When you look at the actual data and the statistics, District 8 is one of the safer neighborhoods, you know, in the region. That's one of the things that definitely needs to be highlighted.
For people who might not know, Meadowview sits near I-5. Its borders are roughly Florin Road, then a light rail line to the east, John Still Junior High, and to the west, State Route 160. Dr. Porter, the social shifts that happened in the 70s and 80s changed the economy, boosted the crime rate then, businesses closed. I think there's a sense that Meadowview is on the upswing now. How can I best talk about Meadowview in a way that reflects the vision of people who live there in light of the struggle that you talked about? But there seems to be a bright horizon that many people point to and look to. How do we characterize that?
Out of struggle comes hope for many communities and many people. You know, when they endure struggle, you don't stay in struggle. You rise out of it. And that's what Meadowview community is doing. We've been on the revival track. I would say, you know, Bonnie really started that, especially throughout her tenure on Pinnell. We start really seeing her plans come into fruition with big businesses coming in, development happening. Then Larry Lee took the baton, running with it, with beautification, doing more safety aspects. And I think one word that you can use to describe Meadowview right now is a revival of the original vision of what it was formed to be is coming to fruition finally, where we're seeing that income coming in, businesses coming in, family safety. The Stephen Clark shooting, our ordeal was a anomaly. I think revival is the word that best describes where we're at right now.
His word was revival. Larry, you get the last word. What's yours?
Revival is good. Growing is another thing. I think Meadowview is a very stable community, and it's going through growing pains. While it has had its challenges, those people in that community love being there. They don't move out of Meadowview. They enjoy supporting one another, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
That was Larry Lee, editor of the Sacramento Observer, and Dr. Tekoi Porter, head pastor of Genesis Church. We talked with them in April of 2019 about life in the Meadowview neighborhood. You can find these conversations and many more at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.